all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Colonel Karen D. Lloyd, U.S. Army retired. She is the director of the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress, the American Folk Life Center. Colonel Lloyd, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we talk about the Veterans History Project, why don't you tell me just briefly about your military career?
Well, I came into the Army at a really unique point in time where they were just integrating women into a variety of different jobs, and I had the opportunity to fly a medevac for 7 years and then branch transferred into the aviation branch and commanded the airfield at Grafenwöhr, Germany, and then counted money for the balance of my career for 14 years, and then had the opportunity to move over to the Library of Congress. And for the last 2 years, I've been living the dream. I've been director of the Veterans History Project, and I feel like for the first time, I'm giving back, and it is so rewarding.
Well, many career military people feel that continuing to provide service by involving themselves with veterans matters is really rewarding, and we're glad to hear it is for you as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Veterans History Project is?
Yes, the Veterans History Project is all about volunteers across the U.S. reaching out to the veterans in their lives and their communities and listening, really listening to their stories, and also collecting original photographs, letters, military documents, diaries, journals, and two-dimensional artwork, donating them to the library so that we can preserve them and make them accessible for future generations so those stories are not lost.
So presently, how many stories does the Library of Congress have in the Veterans History Project?
We have over 108,000 stories and counting. Well, we picked up over 4,400 last year due to the volunteers like your listeners who gave us the stories of the veterans in their communities. One of the ones that I really enjoy, we have a great working relationship with the Red Cross of the Greater Long Beach area. And one of their stories was Agnes Gomez Patterson, who enlisted in the Air Force in 1950. And she thought she was the only Mexican-American woman in her 150th woman squadron, and she served during the Cold War as a teletype operator. And she found it was absolutely fascinating, and she was so glad that she had this experience because it gave her a level of discipline that she was able to use then as she moved forward through life. And it's just heartwarming to know that the military can do that. And as your listeners who are veterans know, you know, that's one of the good byproducts that comes from service. I know that I experienced the same thing.
Well, I do think that the military service changes the arc not only for an individual's life, but generally for their whole family's life. And it's that arc that's part of the story that you want told. But As a volunteer, do I need special training or skills or equipment? Tell me how I might get involved in recording loved ones' stories for the Veterans History Project.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. If you go up our website, loc.gov/vets, you will discover that, one, you can check out what's in our collection. We have a searchable database, but as importantly, we have a field kit, and in that field kit has all of the forms that you need. And it also has a video on how to do it yourself, and we provide questions because, as you said, the arc of the story is what is so critically important. And it's not just why in the world did you sign up, but all the way to what did your service mean to you and how is that meaningful for others?
Well, I know so many of our veterans utilize their benefits, whether it be the GI Bill to go to education, get some education, or buy that first house. I mean, all of that impacts their family trajectory and story. So I think it's a great idea to record how being a veteran, what you did and how you did it, how that service impacted you and your family. Are you finding that veteran groups or school groups are gravitating to this kind of project and helping the Library of Congress in its Veterans History Project?
Yes, they are, and that's one of the parts that gives me the greatest joy. Generally in the summer, we'll get school groups that come in the spring and the summer, and they have been working on this project all year long, and I have an opportunity to talk with them as a part of the donation ceremony. And what makes it so special is I'm able, one, to ask these youngsters, what fact did you learn from this interview that you didn't know? And it's really fun to hear their answers, but as important is the second question I ask them, which is, and how did this impact or change you? And it's almost like for the first time in their lives that they were a part of something that was bigger than them. And you can hear in their voices and in their answers that it made a difference. It was an inflection point that will stay with them in their lives. And isn't that special? I find it to be amazing.
Well, I do think, again, it allows somebody to look back in history but project it forward and see how, you know, their life might change through something or give them a new perspective on the future by looking back into the past a little bit. I guess I have a question whether or not the Veterans History Project has particular groups of service members that it might be looking for stories from at this point after having collected 108,000.
You are so right. We actually did an analysis of our collection and found gaps. We found gaps in Native Americans, in women, in Hispanics, and blacks, and we're reaching out to all of those different groups. Another gap in our collection, Congress just passed legislation a couple years ago to include the Gold Star family stories as a part of our collections, which is so terribly important for those that gave the ultimate sacrifice to allow that first person narrative from their immediate family about their lost loved one is critically important. We've made great strides in that area. We're able to get 26 interviews from Gold Star families during this past year, and on the Native American front, working with not just tribes and nations across the country, but also with the Smithsonian's Native American Museum, National Museum of the American Indian, we were able to pick up 81 collections. So we're really, really proud of that. One of the collections from Michigan that I'm really excited about, because I am an aviator, is about Herbert Meteor. And he joined the military service, and so did his younger brother. And he became an advanced flight, despite the fact that his flight instructor was racist, he just said, you know, I'm going to do the best that I can do, and I know that it's better than good enough. And he was exactly right. And the other thing that he did that I think is so cool that he talks about in his interview is the fact that he was a folk singer, and he recorded an album with Joni Mitchell in 1966. How cool is that?
It is.
And those are the kinds of stories that we get from these amazing interviews, because it's the individual talk, and those things don't show up in the history books. And that's why we have researchers that come here to the Library of Congress. So not only can your viewers and listeners come, but we welcome not just the general public, but researchers as well to come and look at our collections. And if they have further questions, get a hold of us so that we can give them additional information.
We in the Metro Detroit area certainly celebrate the Tuskegee Airmen. There's has been historically a big population of them in the Metro Detroit area. But as time goes on and those men pass on, being able to know of their stories and tell of their stories is so important. I'm wondering whether or not the Library of Congress has recorded stories of the Tuskegee Airmen.
We not only have stories of the Tuskegee Airmen, we do every quarter our research librarian and our archivists cull our collections and create digitized collections that you can go to online and look, and Tuskegee Airmen is one of them. In addition to that, we're partnering with Auburn University. I know Michigan doesn't like to hear about that, but with Auburn University, and they are working with the Tuskegee Elementary School, and we are getting additional collections from that. So I would ask folks to consider going up our website, loc.gov/vets, and looking at what we've curated so others can see, look at the website and do their own search on what their particular interests are. And if they have questions, go up our email, vohp@loc.gov, and ask them, or go up our toll-free line, 888-371-5848, or go up Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Vets with an S, History Project, and see what's trending today.
Well, that's a great use of social media. I'm wondering whether or not, and we're talking to Colonel Karen Lloyd of the U.S. Army, retired, but she's the director of Veterans History Project for the Library of Congress. Karen, I'm wondering whether or not teachers in our grade schools and high schools have discovered this treasure trove of information, and have they found a way to work it into the curriculum?
We have a specialized division in the library that looks at, it's called Teaching with Primary Sources, and it focuses on K through 12. One wonderful experience that I have is a fifth grade instructor from Alaska looked in our collections because he wanted to connect his fifth graders to this rich primary source material. He happened to pick a collection, Tracy Sugarman, who is an ensign in the U.S. Navy, and he was able to show these students and connect with them about D-Day. He was responsible for some of the ships, the LSTs, that were bringing the troops and the equipment across the English Channel. But he also used art as a way to relieve his stress, and he was an eloquent pensman. So we have these amazing letters, and we have this amazing artwork. And this fifth grade instructor took those parts, pieces of that Tracy Sugarman collection, and he takes a letter that Tracy, Ensign Sugarman wrote to his wife. And it talks about how I'm responsible. It was dated the 1st of June, 1944. And it talks about how he was getting ready for a big operation. He really couldn't talk about it, but he trusted his men and that they were well trained. He trusted his leadership. And he said, and I look forward to writing to you when this is all over. So we had the students go up the internet and find out what happened around the 1st of June, 1944. And they discovered it was D-Day. And the next thing that happened was these kids said, oh my gosh, did he come home? Was he safe? And the teacher was able then to show him, in fact, he did come home safe. And they showed him a snippet of his interview, and it was just amazing. I got to watch this firsthand, to watch these fifth graders connect with this veteran who had since passed away in such an emotional way. So I encourage teachers to go up the library's website and to look at all of our primary sources, but specifically the veteran stories, because they are amazing.
Well, I think it's so important in a society where so few members of the society serve in the military, that this type of project allows you to connect to somebody in your community, however you might define that, to find out that what service meant to them, and allows you to connect and realize the value that veterans have created for the country. Colonel Karen Lloyd, director of the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress, as we wrap up, can you tell us a little bit about how long this project will last and the opportunity for people to get involved, either to provide information or to, again, reach out and utilize the information?
Well, we feel very excited that because we're nonpartisan, we have great support from Congress, and we expect that we will be here for the foreseeable future, and we encourage everyone to go up the website, loc.gov/vets, to email us at vohp@loc.gov and ask us questions. If you can gather 26 folks, we will send out a trained oral historian or one of my staff to teach that group how to do oral histories so that they can go out to their communities and interview the veterans in their lives and learn what their selfless service was all about and listen, really listen. So again, we don't lose those stories, which is so important.
I'm sorry, I also wanted to ask, I asked about teachers, but I wanted to ask, how have public libraries, because we all have public, local public libraries, how have they received information about getting involved in this project?
Well, we have discovered that a lot of the volunteer veteran organizations will connect with their libraries, and that's where they're actually do the oral history training. We have worked, for example, with a library in Greenwood, South Carolina, and that's exactly what they chose to do. They partnered with their local veteran service organizations, not only allowed the training to occur in the conference room at the library, but they then also made a space available in the library so that the interviews could be held. And it's not hard. If you have a smart device, either a tablet or a phone, two lavalier mics, a splitter, and also a tripod, you can have your own recording studio. And two lavalier mics is important because, as you know, you not only want to hear the question, but you want to hear the answer. It's a lot more meaningful that way. But we have seen folks being able to use that technology in order to, in a quiet place, do interviews of their local veterans. And it's so very exciting.
Well, we want to thank you, Karen Lloyd, Director of the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress, for spending some time with our veteran radio listeners today. Could you once again give us the email address that you would recommend or the website address that you'd recommend that people go to?
Yes. The email address is vohp@loc.gov. The website is loc.gov/vets. And the toll-free message is 888-371-5848.
Well, we want to thank you again and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having us. And please let all the veterans in your area know how thankful we are for their service.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.